I'm gonna use that, and I'm gonna come down, I'm gonna come back here and start the reading of the surveys myself, and then I'm gonna have Rogers do it. I can't have Mr. and have reasons I don't want it. But Rogers, I want you to call Rogers and tell him this is the biggest, and that the president feels he's the best man to do it, because he understands how to put things in a very simple political way. And we really gonna lay it in, knock the shit out of the back of this, but it has to be that political consideration center again. And yet again, no communist government in South Vietnam. We have a guarantee of return of our ceasefire, of our prisoners. There is a ceasefire, and that the McGovern program was one of abject surrender in which there would be our prisoners were left to the mercy of the North. I said this about perhaps at least 100 times, Chuck. Nobody seems to get it in their speeches. For Christ's sake, let's get it here, the ones, okay? I know you put it out, I won't do that.
I know, it's just a bad thing.
It's a hard done itself.
I know. Mr. Willis, the point here is not to breed these people, it's not the issue.
No, don't have to.
Give them the line.
Give them the line, and they
will understand that. That what he should be, that he's.
Also, and the worst, I want you to review again on a couple of pages, the worst McGovern quotes McGovern. Let me explain, McGovern did come on first, he did say we should crawl. Here's what McGovern said about it. Here's what Stryker said, so that our people can go in and let cut land. I think we're gonna handle it all right. You're gonna find the press and the rest. Look, they're dying. The press is dying. They're just dying. And that's what they're trying to say, that the Pennsylvania polls closed dramatically. Well, 9 points. Well, now Christ, so it's 9 points in Pennsylvania. 9 points is 500,000 votes.
But it is 9 points, so that's all right, even if it were.
I suppose it is. You know what this bitch is trying to do on Columbus. People think it's a political center. Maybe that ain't too bad.
No, that's...
Maybe it ain't too bad?
I can give you the explanation of that.
What is it?
Well, those people were all interviewed before the Kissinger briefing. They were selected undecided voters, people who had not expressed a choice of having a vote. After the Kissinger briefing, on Thursday night, Kincaid called each one of them back and said,
"You want a
reporter for ABC?" Said, "Do you want to change your opinion?" None of them said they did. And it's a shabby piece of journalism, which...
None of them said they did?
That's right. Uh-huh. None of them said they wanted to change their opinion, which they had expressed earlier in the week, that if there is a peace, it's political. The reason for this is that I had Scally call last night. They were trying to find what the undecided mood was in Columbus. They picked voters who had not expressed a preference.
Right.
Previous to this week.
Right.
We know most of those in the government.
But, Harris knew about his poll
or the No, I can read it because he's written his effects. Magnificent. It's the greatest thing I've ever written.
Great.
He's available to go on all three networks Tuesday night.
Go out.
I really had great
authority.
Yeah. Did a good job of it. Sent yesterday morning, so
that was an hour ago. No one would have watched him. Did not have been dying or not. 13. There must be prepared. I've got the camper on this ground. Nobody else can know about the shop. This kind of thing. But there must be prepared for distribution. All editors. Because this has no effect on the election. I just want to give effect what people like Martin King make. We've got to get a white paper about where this stuff is. I mean, does anybody not understand these things?
Yeah, we did right now.
So
the Clintons put out a hell of a statement on that. We've mailed our outline.
The second thing I'm agreeing to, there's a hell of a thing. I covered that at a press conference. I covered IGD in a press conference. Apparently, I know nothing about it.
But the
what is the problem?
This these points of expression have been gotten.
What about the very responsible editor like Martin Hakeley getting into it and letting him write something for his colleagues? How about getting Paul Miller,
Barron's
writing for his colleagues?
Barron's is doing a bunch of
things.
And we'll get a mailing out of the Barron's piece. But this has all been done. What you're seeing is just the last minute mud that they're slinging on all of these things. And this is the one case where they've had the help of the media. And they've had a hell of a ride on these that they very undeserved, as we know. And we'll
the help of a little chunk of the establishment media that reaches a hell of a lot of people.
That's
they don't
right.
have the help of 90%.
Oh, hell no. I mean, that grain deal, Walter Cronkite ran a 3-part, 15-minute each night, 45 minutes on the grain deal, and hasn't affected the public one iota.
All right, coming away from the grain deal. What about the Watergate thing? What they're running, they've ignored the thing. And also, when, for Christ's sakes, are we going to start to get across anything about getting my governor to repudiate bombing, to repudiate the rats, or do you think that makes them harder?
No, I don't think that makes them
harder. They hammered that.
Dole was going to hit that tomorrow on Face the Nation. He hit it with a couple of releases this week, but I was amazed. That played very heavily. He really did. I mean, he dug up stuff out of my government's background. I never thought they'd print, and they printed it all over the country.
Parting from his background, I'd like to get the fact that in this campaign, it wouldn't have occurred to either of you, but I remember 1960 when what lost Texas was an insult to labor.
Yeah.
Now, it couldn't have occurred to either of you because you wouldn't understand this sort of thing. What I refuse is how they have heckled, how they tried to shout down Patricia when she was there, but that's much more important than shouting me down in the section. What I refuse was how the son of a bitch, tried to malign Mrs. Nixon, and shouted at senators when she's marching in the Polish parade. Does that occur to anybody?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we've made that point. We don't have the cooperation, unfortunately, of the media who will give us the benefit they
use the things of that sort of
yes, sir.
Because that is pretty rough stuff.
Sure.
Well, they talk about what in the name of God that we do it. Christian handle the lottery. But the point is, do they think these are accidents? The 250 students come to the goddamn thing and shout at centuries by accident.
No, but this is why
they get a hold of the microphone at the Statue of Liberty by accident. Do they break $15,000 for the windows in San Francisco by accident?
Well, the problem you got with that is that in 1960, something like that was a shocking thing.
Yeah.
Today, something like that is exactly what's expected on both sides, and
well,
we aren't going to get the
but Mr. President, it also is a reason why the government is looking at 1/3 of the American people in the polls, because I think people see those long games shutting down, for sure, they don't like it.
Give me the exact time of the broadcast. Is it 10:30 or 10:35? 10:30, check again. 5 minutes after the half hour. I want to know exactly. I want to go over there and sit for 5 minutes. Okay. You see what I mean? Get out.
What can you do? My walk over to Pentecost and the greatest holy hell of the grammar.